Chapter 8. Loose Cannon. Am I the only creature aboard this boat that's glad to have gravity back? Maybe the Jew in me needs to suffer. I suppose one reason I like it is the aging athlete's anxiety about keeping in shape, not slipping back. I can use the treadmill harness in zero-G and work up a sweat, pretending to run, but my legs tell me they haven't really worked, which is probably unscientific nonsense. Once we started decelerating, Moonboy settled into black depression again, no surprise, and again stopped communicating. Most of us are probably relieved. He was not a wellspring of light banter during zero-G, unless you're amused by paranoia. He hasn't taken any meals since we started decelerating, though I set a place for him. He may be raiding the pantry odd hours, but Elsa thinks not. She's afraid for his mental state. Anorexia can precede suicide. He sits plugged into his keyboard, and every now and then touches the silent keys. Carmen says she doesn't think he's actually composing. She glanced at the screen while he was working, and the page number hasn't changed in 2 weeks. I am not so much concerned for his well-being as I am afraid that he might fly off the handle and do some kind of irreversible damage. Paul has similar misgivings. When I broached the subject, he confided that the control room is kept locked now and will not respond to Moonboy's thumbprint. I would be inclined to go further and keep him sequestered in his room. Drugs could keep him from becoming suicidally depressed and might even give him a measure of happiness, which I think he will never attain otherwise. If we put it to a vote, shall we lock Moonboy up? It would be a tie along gender lines. Elsa would be against it because it would be admitting clinical defeat, and because she can't deny her role in precipitating his crisis. Carmen is by nature too humane, and Merrill alone loves him and wants to think he will grow or snap out of it. Dustin and Paul and I see him as a loose cannon that needs to be tied down for everyone's protection. I think Fly and Amber would agree with us, though I'm not sure about Snowbird. So I suppose nothing will be done until Moonboy himself forces the issue. I'm not quite Machiavellian enough to set him up, but if he strays too close to the edge, I might give him a nudge. When I was in school, the consensus among medical people seemed to be that all mental illness would eventually be treatable by drugs, that psychiatry would be reduced to a systematic analysis of symptoms, identify the syndrome, and prescribe its nostrum. In a way, I am glad that the species has turned out to be more complex than that, though I would not mind having a pill that could take Moonboy's stepfather out of his life. And whatever else it is that's turned him into such a liability. I remember at first thinking that he was the one of the four that I would like, since he was unpredictable and amusing. Although we are in actuality going slower each day, it feels emotionally like we're rolling downhill. Committed now in a way we weren't before turnaround. Wolf 25 or bust. What do we mean by now, really? It's odd to be compelled to think in relativistic terms. At this moment, the creatures on Wolf 25, the planet circling its dark companion, technically, are unaware of our existence. We're 12 light years away, so in 12 years, they will be able to observe the raging matter-antimatter beacon of our braking engine. If things have gone according to plan, you could also say if things are going to be going according to plan, our pre-recorded explanation of what we are attempting to do will have preceded the beacon by exactly 100 days. Their response to our pacifistic message might be to blow us out of their sky as soon as the beacon appears. If they did that, when would it happen? How long do we have before we know they haven't killed us? If we take the worst possible case, that they attack the instant they see us, their response can't come faster than the speed of light, so if my notebook is right, we will meet our doom no sooner than 3 years and some weeks. Unless they figure out a way around the speed of light. Then we could be doomed any old time. As we could, supposedly, any time other prime decides the universe would be better off without us. So it's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. I can do something about the eat and drink part. Tonight it will be meatloaf without meat, served with wine that's not wine, all washed down with water distilled from our various body wastes. Be merry.